Your 24-hour sports entertainment radio station, Vision View Sports Radio.
Okay, South African women under 20 national team, as they prepare for the return against Mozambique in the World Cup Costa Rica 2022, we have on the line the coach, Jabulile Baloyi. Jabulile, how are you?
I'm great, and how are you guys? Thank you for having me.
Of course.
Good to have you. A warm welcome to the locker room.
Thank you so much, and good afternoon to the listeners as well.
So congrats on your away victory last week, and how would you describe the girls' performance?
Well, it was a tricky one. However, we managed to come up tops because we haven't had any international match that we've played before for almost 2 years now. However, the little that we were able to do in camp seemed to assist us in making sure that we bring back positive results away from home, having not played for quite a while together, and having to slowly integrate the under-17 the national team players with the current under-20 players that we have.
And with that said, though, is everything going according to how you had envisioned?
So far, so good. There's always room for improvement, and we're hoping that going forward into the next leg that we're playing here at home on Friday, the 8th, we will do better than we have managed away from home.
I mean, COVID-19, I mean, we're still on a level 2. There's talk of going to a level 1. But let's talk about the pandemic and how that throws spanner in the works, especially with your plans.
It's really very tricky working under this pandemic that we're all going through. However, it's not only affecting us, but it's also affecting the whole world. And if you check, we even in camp we have to sometimes isolate other players because we test regularly. And today someone is not positive, and then after 3 days the results come back and say someone is positive. So we have to really adhere to the restrictions that we have to adhere to in camp. Though it's kind of difficult because it's the normal. We're not really used to these conditions. But we need to follow suit to ensure that we have a full team that is negative and is able to perform to the best of their abilities and make ensure that we progress in this World Cup qualifier.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, with that progressing that you're talking about, you know, it is a return leg in just over a week away. And how have you begun with the preparations again? And is everybody as well fit for duty?
Unfortunately, we had two injuries away from home. However, we already have, myself and the technical team have already identified players that we think we can bring into camp, and they can give us the same attitude and the same attributes that the other players had, and the influence that they had in the team. And currently, you know that some of the players, because we're working with juniors, they're already starting to write their preliminary exams. So we have to be mindful as to how we manage that part as well, because we want to show support to our players academically, because you are an academic before an athlete. That's what we're trying to promote as well with our athletes.
Yes.
And as well, Simpiwe, we know that he joined the team as well. She joined the team as well. So what was that about? What was her role in that?
Well, her role is the assistant coach, as I am the head coach, and she is the head coach of the under-17. So currently we're working together. She's part of my technical team to assist with preparing the team. and moving the team forward and reaching greater heights and creating history, as we know that under-20s are the only national team that hasn't qualified for any World Cup as yet.
So her role, would you say that is of an assistant to you?
Yes.
But with that said,
an assistant to me. We've worked together before, and we've attended courses together before, so we actually know each other's strengths and weaknesses, and we are able to support each other.
How
because I've also assisted her in the under-17 national team camp.
How does it come together? Does it come together beautifully in terms of knowing each other's strengths and weaknesses?
So far, so good, because we've been able to really support each other on and off the field. So for me, it's the start of a new journey, and every relationship might have its ups and downs. But so far, this relationship is a honeymoon phase.
Nice, nice.
I like it.
And I think, you know, all we can say is that all the best with the team as well. And
thank you so much.
Yeah, we wish you all the best. Thank you. Thank you for availing yourself there.
Okay. Thank you so much for also having us and showing always showing support in promoting women's football. And would like for our fans to come and support us when we play at Dobsonville on Friday at 3 p.m.
Will it be open to the fans based on where we are?
Those that are close, they may come and wave and say hi so that you can feel the support.
Yeah,
however,
that would be nice, yeah.
Yes, however, no fans will be allowed.
All right. Thank you so much.
Thank you very much. Bye.
Cheers. That was a great interview. I mean, just talking about how it is, you know, with the under-20 national team, that's Coach Jabulile Lebaloi, as they get ready.
Your 24-hour sport entertainment radio station, Vision View Sports Radio.